Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing Right Here on the Real Side. Always be a pleasure to be with you tonight. Always a pleasure to be with you. Seriously, I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. But I've always said the same thing. Look, and I go, you guys have heard this a million times, so just deal with it. But seriously, if you're getting informed, then get engaged. If you have no information, stop. Don't say anything. Shh. Be quiet. Because really, we end up sounding like them. Right? And we end up sounding as I don't want to say brainless, but pretty much, yeah, brainless, as they are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, being stubborn is one thing. Being stupid stubborn is a whole new world. Now, the Portland mayor who can't bring peace to his city. You know, I hope his people, do they have recalls in Portland? Do they have a recall law there in Oregon? But seriously, he doesn't want any help from the feds. He can't keep peace. He can't fix it. And yet he won't ask for help. And you've got agents there that refuse to wear name tags or identify who they are. Because the Portland mayor is demanding that Trump keep federal agents in federal buildings. Or he's going to force them to leave the city. Now, I don't know how real that is. I don't know how legal that is one way or the other. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler is demanding that President Trump remove federal agents deployed to the city amid criticisms of a heavy-handed response against protesters. You haven't done anything with these people. You consistently let them rip your city apart. And then what do? You ask President Trump for money to fix it? That's what's going to happen. Now, if you're willing to pay for it yourself, if you're willing to fix it yourself, and those people keep voting you in, then yeah, please. Pull the federal agents out or surround your buildings, federal buildings, with them. Let them burn down the city stuff. Keep your troops in your own buildings or I'll have them or have them leave our city, Wheeler said at a news conference. This is part of the core media strategy. You know, it's out of the Trump White House, he says, to use federal troops to bolster his sagging polling data. Right. So this is, he turned it political. Trump wants to help keep the city safe because he's not keeping the city safe. They're burning the place down. They're smashing windows. They're burning police cars. And he won't do anything. He won't engage the National Guard. His remarks came on the same day of the American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon. They filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Marshals Service for allegedly violating the rights of journalists and legal observers. The suit adds that the federal agencies... See, I'd let them come in. I think you're wrong. Let them come in, bring them in, and make it really simple. We can't protect you. Bring your own service in. But we can't protect you. All right? And I would say that to the journalists. So we're not going to violate your rights. You want to come in, you want to see what's going on? No problem. Just as long as you're taking care of yourself. Now, they shouldn't be able to sue the federal government because reality is the cities aren't saving them, and they're not suing the cities now, are they? The city has the federal agencies to an existing complaint to halt crowd control and use tear gas, rubber bullets against the media and legal observers during the protests. Well, do they have a special shirt on? Maybe they should wear like a bright pink shirt so we know who they are. All right? Or maybe fluorescent blue or that kind of thing. Now, the Portland police chief, Chuck Lovell, he said the officers are in contact with the federal agents, but that neither controls what the other does. DHS now is accusing Portland officials of enabling the mob and allowing them to damage, just to run crazy. Going to say that we do communicate with federal officers for the purpose of situational awareness, and so that we don't have any conflicts. We're operating in a very, very close proximity to one another, so it's important that for us to know if they're going to take some type of action. It's important for them to know if we're going to take some type of action. Makes perfect sense. Now, federal officers have detained 13 people for crimes related to the ongoing protests. One video showed two people in helmets and green camouflage with police patches grabbing a person on the sidewalk, handcuffing them, and taking them into an unmarked vehicle. Someone asked, "Who are you?" They didn't respond. Some of the officers belong to the Office of Homeland Security. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that, you know, why these people even have to speak, I don't know. We're here to protect you. Just shut up and go away. It said in the statement that its agents had information indicating the person in the video was suspected of assaulting a federal agent or destroying federal property. One CBP agent approached the suspect. A large and violent mob moved towards their location. For everyone's safety, the CBP agents quickly moved the suspect to a safer location. Look, you create all that chaos. You create all that violence. And then you're worried about somebody getting hurt? Are you serious? These guys are sad. Trouble Seeing, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, Sonya Smith joins me after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Well, it helps when you hit the right button, doesn't it? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of, like I always say, you be part of the conversation, you can become part of the solution. If you're just sitting there yelling at the TV set, well, you're screwed. You know, it's just really that simple. Anyway, always love when this lady joins me, and she's going to join me more often, whether she likes it or not, because I know where she lives. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She is the host of, you're on the same network, well, we're all on the same network, huh?
You and Pete and me and Joe Dan Gorman and...
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of us over there, a bunch of us hoodlums.
Would you call us the, we're probably the conservative misfits or something, right? Maybe we should...
Something like that. But we're not really supposed to get along because we're all of different ethnic makeups.
So. Oh, that's right. Joe Dan's from the South.
He is.
I think you're a black woman, last I checked.
I am.
I'm a dumb Dago, so yeah, right. None of us should get along, you know what I'm saying?
No, not at all. At least that's what they're telling us.
That's what I want you to believe. Now, apparently, though, according to the new BLM manifesto, you're exactly what they're looking for, all right? They want to change. Have you read their about page?
I listened to you earlier, and... comrades, are you serious?
Yes, comrade. I don't know how they do this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And that's what I felt like during the Obama administration. I was like, they are so blatant. They're so in your face. But, I mean, I would have thought that somebody in BLM would have been like, maybe we should omit that word comrade. Just, you know, they might keep us out if we use that word, so let's just save it for another 6 months until Joe Biden went, until we cheat him in, and then we can come back with the comrades thing.
I love
There's
it.
No shame in their game.
No, this is what I was saying earlier, is that they are now in your face with, at least they were a little overt before they, well, to your point, they would read, somebody with two brain cells would have read through this and go, yeah, I think we need to scrub the word comrade. We need to scrub that whole thing about blowing up the nuclear family. That might not fly.
Right. No, they are in your face. They are true believers. And for us who look at that and still sign on to this, I just don't get it. I'm exhausted.
You have to be. Look, I just love this stuff. They want to dismantle cisgender privilege and
whatever
uplift
that is.
Black trans. And I did not know that, and again, I'm not making fun of the trans people in any respect, but right. I didn't know that black trans people weren't being uplifted enough, and there were that many of them to begin with. I'm thoroughly confused. I just don't even know what
to do. No, that's just, it's not cultural for us. It's not really a big thing in our culture, so I think that as the left does, they're just trying to socially engineer things. They're trying to turn things on their heads. So by doing that, I think that they're trying to usher in more of that in the black community, because that's not really our thing. Although I do have a guy who routinely comments on my videos, and he calls me a tranny. And I'm like, well, even, and then he says it's not rude, but I'm like, well, then why are you calling me a tranny? Wouldn't you call me a transgender? I mean, get your own phrases right, liberal, lefty. Come on, let's be there. So, you know, I don't know. So maybe I'm helping their cause.
No, it's you would think, okay, look, and as I said earlier, when you read the first couple of paragraphs, there isn't anybody who couldn't agree with anything they're saying there, because, you know, they want to help the black community. They want to help them get a better education. They want to help them, you know, more equity and that kind of stuff. You go, okay, those are good things.
Sounds
to
good.
Want, right?
That was legit.
Yeah, I mean, the chocolate coating looked really good. It's that, you know, three-year-old maraschino cherry that was inside that wasn't so hot, you know?
How is it helping black children to promote black, you know, transgenderism, dismantling the family? We all know that the children are best raised in a nuclear family, a male and a female, a father and a mother. We all know that. So it's exhausting.
Sonia, they allude to the fact that black women are oppressed by men, right? Because they want to raise black women up so they're not stuck in sexism or misogyny type of...
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead. I knew that one would poke you.
You can talk to a couple of my exes who would not say that I was the oppressed one. So, you know, it's and then the things that they promote, when I read so many things. I don't know if you saw this statement that was put out by, oh gosh, the African American Museum or something, and they talk about what values are considered white values, like hard work, and they talk about the nuclear family where, you know, men are the providers and women are the stay-at-home. I know very few black women who wouldn't be thrilled to have that situation. We are over 70% single family households. I was one of them. I raised both of my children alone. Do you think I would not have wanted to have a husband who was a provider and lived in a nuclear family? Or is that my whiteness showing?
There you go. We brainwashed you. Just be clear about that, okay?
Because totally did.
They want to dismantle the patriarchal practice that requires mothers to work double shifts so they can mother in private, which I don't even understand. I don't understand half this terminology. So
what does mother in private mean?
What do you? You only hug your kids when nobody's looking. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
But you know what? As a single mom, I will tell you that I always worked two jobs at one time. I would put my kids. That's how I got into television. I taught myself, and I had a high school education. I would put my kids to bed, and I would sleep a couple of hours, and then I'd get these books that I acquired and taught myself how to write. And then after that, I was always working two jobs. It's only been till maybe the past 7-8 years that I wasn't, you know, more than that, because I've retired. I took an early retirement. But my last few years in television, it was my first time working one job since I raised children. This life that they're promoting for single parenthood, for women to be the men of the households, is not pleasant. It's not easy. It's not good. And thank God my children did okay. They're successful. But that doesn't happen all the time. Statistically, it just does not happen readily. It doesn't.
Well, they're making it sound, when you read through this and kind of use your brain cells to work through it, they're making it sound like the black community is patriarchal, and that the men bear down on the women, that they have to work two jobs to support the family, and that, you know, that kind of...
Well, they
like
do because they don't marry us. They know that they...
Oh, all right. You can elaborate on that on the other side of the break so that I don't get the nasty emails. Joe Mesiti, your host, always a pleasure. Sonia's going nowhere. She'll be with us after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called on Congress to work with the Trump administration to pass additional stimulus legislation by the end of this month as the coronavirus pandemic continues to inject uncertainty into how quickly the economy can recover. The request comes as the virus continues to surge in many areas as millions of Americans are about to see their expanded unemployment insurance benefits expire on the 27th. Lawmakers are expected to embark on an intense stretch of negotiations over what would be the fourth significant bailout package since the virus started. In testimony before the House Committee on Small Business, Mnuchin said the next round of money to support the economy should be targeted specifically to help industries that have been hardest hit by the pandemic, as well as smaller, locally owned business and low to middle income families. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
That is my favorite rejoin. Oh, Joe was in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. That was Mr. Butter himself, Dean Martin. My wife loves his voice. Joe was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see. You know, the question was asked, can Ebony and Ivory ever get along again? Sonia Schmidt joins me. She is the host of this Sonia Schmidt Show.
Say that 10 times fast.
No, I'm not even going to say it one time fast because it won't come out right.
Can we get along again? I don't know. I think that the left is really dismantling all relationships. You know, I didn't know that we had such a huge racial problem in this country. I certainly don't carry myself like that, but I'm open to listening to what the problem is. And I have yet to hear a solution or a problem. They keep saying, we got to have the talk, we got to have the talk. But I don't hear the talk. And I often hear, and I'm going to probably get beaten up by black people who are listening to your show, but I think we need to get our own house in order before we can start demanding of anybody else to treat us a certain way. Should we have and can we deal with the police department and the bad apples there? Yes, as we all agreed to do after the George Floyd killing. We were all on the same page.
Yeah, I know. That was amazing that we were.
It was finally, and those guys were brought to swift action. I mean, I was like, what more? This is what we've been asking for everybody to jump on board, for swift action, for retribution, and in this case with the police officers. But that wasn't good enough. So then it leads you to question what the real motives are, and I think that you hit on it when you read the manifesto of BLM.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And the irritant, again, is that it seems like there's a concerted effort to really rip the black families apart. And we have tried for decades
to get them back together again. That's no slight on the black community. It was a concerted effort from the mid-60s on to break up those families, to make them dependent on the government. Am I wrong?
Yes. Not at all. You're absolutely right, you know. And, you know, husbands were replaced by the government. I was a welfare mom. I don't know if, I think you know my story. I was a welfare mom. I had two children, two different baby daddy, and the welfare office was conveniently located three blocks from my house. So I go, oh, well, and you had, in those days, you had to go down to the office. There was no credit card that looked like everybody else's. You didn't get stuff. You had to literally go to the office and wow. deal with people behind the glass, the counter, who was looking at you like, mm-hmm. You know, so you had to deal with that ugliness of getting a check that was far less than what, you know. But anyway, I would always say, I got to go deal with my husband, and I'd walk down to the welfare. It was ugly. And yes, that system, including what they were changing culturally for us. My sister had a baby. My sister is 7 years older than I am. She had a child out of wedlock, and it was a shame to the entire neighborhood. My mother virtually locked her in the house. She couldn't go out. It was such a huge shame. I come along later. I have a baby out of wedlock. Nobody blinks an eye. They give me a baby shower. I have another child 3.5 years later, different baby daddy I'm not married to. I get another baby shower. Now, even I knew that there was something wrong. There was something wrong with the world. There's something going wrong with this. So, yes, we are the left, I think, has just instilled values in us that have made us less than. They've broken up the family. They've degraded our men. They've debased our women. And, you know, and here we are today, and they're still doing the same thing in a different way. I think the thing that happened different over the past 3-4 years is Donald Trump. He put, which I believe is our biggest solution, is prosperity. He allowed us to see ourselves as Americans and become gainfully employed. And the left was seeing their power and their money slip between their fingers. So what did they do? They used every good crisis as an opportunity. And that means COVID, keeping our kids out of school. Keeping our kids out of school is going to hurt the poorest among us the worst.
Yep. I agree with you. And I say this a lot on the show. I already feel like the black community gets screwed in the inner city, especially because those kids aren't being educated the way they should. You have schools in a lot of these inner cities that they have very high dropout rates, and the kids that do graduate can't even read. It's not fair.
That's right.
Not right.
That's right. And now they really look at a generation years from now. When they've missed a year of school or they've been homeschooled by a parent, you know, and I'm not an idiot, but I'm just telling you, my kids by now, my grandkids, what they're doing in school is already above my pay grade. I can't help them. Forget homeschooling. I don't get it. This math thing that you're doing, I don't get it.
No, I get it. There was, you know, even when our kids were younger, Tammy and I would take the things that we knew the most about. You know, I would definitely take history. She would take math. You know, that kind of stuff.
Huh?
So, but today it's even worse, and it's even harder because a lot of these kids, especially the inner city, right? English is not their first language,
right?
Especially at home, and so now they're at home, and how mom can't even understand or dad can't even understand what the teacher's saying,
man.
And they have to try to work through it. And this is no, keep your emails to yourself. This is no slight on somebody who's here illegally. I'm simply saying the truth of the matter is that a lot of those kids are in homes where their parents don't speak English. Otherwise, why do we have such a large ESL, English as a Second Language, programs in these schools?
I'll tell you something you probably don't know about me when you ask that question. One of my ex-husbands, I forget which one, he was...
They're trying to get him out of your mind, and now you have to bring him back. Go ahead.
He was one of the ones, he was very prominent in creating the whole ESL program.
Oh.
But here's the thing. It's like This is my fault. But and I didn't know what liberal was at the time when I married him and the few months I stayed with him. But I knew something was wrong with him. But like I said earlier, I lived basically across the street from the Gardena line, which is predominantly Japanese. I went to school with a lot of Japanese kids, which I think was responsible for raising my bar. But a lot of those parents did not speak English. But because they had such high regard for education and because there was a school for those children to go to, they excelled like crazy. But now, like you're saying, these kids who English is not their first language in their home, they have no school to go to, even if their parents, their culture regards, you know, has a high esteem for education. They have no chance to experience that. And I'm not really one for the ESL programs. I'm sure you know the statistics, and at a certain level, it bottoms. It doesn't do anybody any good.
I tell this story, and people get irritated with me, but back in the 70s, I grew up in a very heavy Italian neighborhood. And these kids were coming off the boat, literally coming off the boat every weekend.
Oh, wow.
And they would show up to school. I went to a parochial school, Catholic school. They wouldn't turn them away. They would show up Monday in school, didn't understand anything, looking around the class like they were thoroughly confused. And the teacher would buddy up one of the kids that spoke Italian and English with one of those kids. And within weeks, those kids were speaking conversational English.
Literally weeks.
Yes.
I have a similar story. We had a guy come in from China, and his name was, and if that wasn't funny enough to us.
I know where this is going. Go ahead.
His name was Wing Wong. Now, we were beside ourselves in hysteria. This guy, so he had pants up to his nipples. He had his suspenders. He had the bowl cut. Ridiculous.
He was living the American dream. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. This was the funniest thing we'd ever seen until 3 weeks later. He was smoking everybody in the class. I mean, academically. He was having us for lunch. And I was like, you know what? That's why I'm not, after seeing what one of my exes did with the ESL program, like, this is not what these kids need. They need an opportunity, and they need to buckle up and do something that's going to really help them in this country. And I have no idea what Wing Wong is doing now, but I bet you it ain't what I'm doing. The person who laughed at him.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to ask you a serious question. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, I know how much you love those. And but, you know, I really think it's time that we start hearing from people in the black community. And I don't, you know, I don't ever say, hey, you know, Sonia, my black friend. I go, Sonia, my friend.
Yeah.
Right? But they're forcing us into that situation.
Okay,
and
we'll have to talk.
We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, Sonia's Duct Tape, and Locked in a Room not far from here. We'll be back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone?
Ice cold, Michelle, always a pleasure to have.
That's a racist song.
Is it really?
It's that Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
I still don't know what is white gold. I mean, I don't even know what that means.
Well, right? there's white gold as opposed to, I don't know, yellow gold. And they're saying that Michelle Pfeiffer is
that fine. Clears that up for me. Thank you so much.
In case you were wondering if he's racist, there's always...
Oh, my God. All right, well, let me just bring you. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's Sonia Schmidt, host of The Sonia Schmidt Show. You are on Range Broadcasting. Right?
I am...
Listen, it's radio. If you nod your head,
they can't hear you. I'm so exhausted to the left. I was telling you on the break, they're so woke, I wish they just go to sleep, because I'm exhausted by what they're doing to this country, what they're doing to us personally, and I include this whole COVID thing. No, they didn't create it. They just knew how to take advantage of it, and when we didn't act the way they wanted to, because they're complete control freaks, they slammed us back into our houses, put those muzzles back on our faces, and we complied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. There's no question about it. I mean, and again, we're going to do it again. So MSNBC just posted that President Trump is going to send militia to the voting polls. That's why he wants you to vote at the polls. To the voting polls to force you to vote a certain way. Isn't that interesting? And then on top of that, Washington Post puts up a piece that says that, this is great, that the reason for the spikes in shootings is because gun owners are being more aggressive.
Well, if it's on those two publications, it's got to be true, right?
All right.
They are so blatant in what they're doing, but not to their followers. Their followers are buying this stuff, and it's all they hear. 95% of the time, that's all they're hearing. And on a good day, I can be sympathetic because I know faith comes by hearing, and all they hear is lies. Okay. So I get why they believe the lies, but it's still very frustrating because we're fighting an uphill battle 24/7.
Come on, and use your brain, for God's sakes.
No, but that's, you know what? For years I'm going like, what's the advantage to dumbing down the society? And now when I see like Portland and Seattle, I go, oh, I get it. You know, them tearing down statues that have nothing to do with it.
No. You missed the big point. They're tearing down abolitionist statues.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, that's why they dumbed us down. So we don't know the difference. And then I always refer back to that video. I'm sure you remember it. I use it often. But Obama's saying, we're going to have a citizen army that is more well funded and bigger than the U.S. Army. And I always wonder, that always haunted me. I was like, what does that mean? And I wonder if now we're looking at the start of that. Because these children have gotten their marching orders. They're insane. They're violent. And everybody's stepping down. So they have learned that they can behave this way and win to a certain degree.
Yeah, well, they're browbeating the colleagues of those other people, the companies, the whole nine yards. And again, I was talking to a guy today who was working with a company who had received a nasty gram because one of their employees had something on their website that the person didn't like.
And now
that's where we've gone to. So I'm telling people, you know what? If you don't want to go through it, although I don't mind, but if you don't want to go through it, then it's really simple. Don't put the place you work at or for on your Facebook page. You shouldn't give up all your information on your Facebook page.
Yeah, that's not right. But you wouldn't think we lived in a country where you could lose your job or whatever by just stating your opinion. Well, and then when I heard today in Portland, they have had to repaint the government building 47 times because they go every day after these kids mess it up and spray paint it with graffiti. They go every day. I'm telling you, if I noticed that my kid was on purpose vandalizing, doing something in the house that was not acceptable, I give it two times. By three, I realize they're doing it on purpose.
Right.
And they're cleaning it up themselves.
Oh, I'm with you. I would be down there, a rag in one hand, and my other hand would have the back
around
of
their
his
neck.
Head.
Exactly.
Right.
The
head
exactly.
The back of his head, and
but
I'd be holding on to it.
But that's because you love them. You would do that to your children because you love them.
Yep.
But these children, I had Beverly Beattie. I don't know if you know who. She's just like a rising star. But she's been on my show. She's on my show this week. You can catch it until Sunday. And that's what she talks about, is you're looking at children who are not loved. Their parents are. How do you look up for 45 days and your kid ain't home at night?
Yeah.
And you know, how does that even happen? So, no, I don't know.
All right, so listen, you're trying to move me away from that question.
I am. I hate talking about black stuff.
Well, we can talk about Italian stuff. I don't care.
What about them?
What about them guineas?
I was born anyway. Now. Okay, good.
Okay. See, seriously, look at. We all have, most ethnicities have experienced some form of racism, okay? Whether you're Italian, you're Irish, or Jewish, or what have you. But are we really, all we hear about is how we continually are bad to the black community. Are we really a racist, hardcore racist nation today?
You know the answer to that. We were all just...
But listen, I'm white. I can't answer that question. Just ask those BLM people.
In the words of my hero, the late, great, no, he's not late, Rodney King, can't we all just get along?
Oh, yeah.
We were doing just fine. And now all of a sudden, everyone is questioning. I've had white women from my prayer group call me up, and they mean well. I've talked about this on one of your other shows, and they want to know if
I want to hear this.
If I'm doing okay, and I'm like, and then where they protest here for BLM is right on the corner where I live, and it went from these cheerful sign holdings, and when I drive by, they're like smiling at me, like they're doing me so much, and then. 2-3 weeks later, they are like, they're putting their signs in my face and demanding that I honk my horn.
Yeah.
This is a sick movement. BLM is founded on communism, like you said. These children are getting used, and we're all getting sucked into this madness. I think that black people have their own, we have our own house to get in order. I think that there's things that we allow ourselves to do that it's like a double standard. We get mad if somebody else does it. I think that we've become incredibly entitled. I think this is an entitlement society on both blacks and whites. I saw the mayor of, the mayor of Chicago call Trump's press secretary a Karen, and she meant that in a derogatory way. Why is that okay?
All the nasties now are okay. Doesn't matter. Profanity is fine.
As long as it's on the white, as long as you do it to white people, it's okay. But let me tell you something. If it was press secretary was black and a white legislator called her, I don't know, what's a sapphire? I don't know. I'm so old now. Sapphire is the reference. That would not... all went Amos and Andy on you. That would not be okay. So I just believe that until we can't have the talk until we listen to everybody. I had this argument with my daughter early today, and her neighborhood newsletter, someone had posted that there was a black-owned business starting up, go support. And somebody white commented that if they said that there's a white-owned business, that they would get lambasted for that. That would be the kiss of death for them. And my daughter was like, well, they've had this for so long. And my daughter has never experienced a time where there wasn't black-owned businesses. She goes all the way back to the past of slavery, of antebellum. It's like, but that's not what's going on now. So why can't we at least listen to what this person has to say? We don't have to agree with it in the long run. I don't care if you do or not, but I do think that people need to be heard. You can't keep saying we need to have the talk, but it's a one-way talk. White people need to kowtow and to understand and to... I have yet to hear what black people need to do.
Well,
I know I'm going to get beat up,
listen,
that, but I have yet to hear it.
I'm going to get crap for it too, but I don't really care. But, I was schooled and told that black people cannot be racist.
Oh, well, you know that's
and
not
I, true. And I said in the I, true I sense of though. The word, any group can be racist.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's handy. It's really handy when you start, because that shuts off conversation.
Oh,
and to
be
honest, I've said that too. I said it when I was in my job, and I said it that because people in power can't be racist. And I think I thought that racism meant you can keep people from excelling. And if you weren't in the position of power, then you couldn't do that. But that's not true. That's not what racism is, especially, thank you to the left, everything is racism now.
You can't. If I suggest that your son or your grandson should eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich, do you know that makes me a racist?
That makes you a racist.
I read that. I was like, wait a minute. How?
Right.
You mean black kids don't like peanut butter jelly?
I'm just going to tell you a secret. We love it.
All right, Sonia, tell people where they can catch your show, because they have to catch your
show. The Range. You can come live in the chat room and join me there, or you can archive my show any time of week at rangebroadcasting.com/Sonia/.
Ooh. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Sonia's always great to have on the show. Joe Messina, your host. We're going to do all the crazy stories from the week, wrap them up in the next hour. Don't go far.